You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Back here on Cavalier Corner as we continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia, looking at all Jefferson Forest High School athletics, swim team, team first, and a first place in states in the 400-meter freestyle relay last weekend. And a member of that team, Ben Davidson, joins us here now on Cavalier Corner. Ben, thank you for your time. Congratulations on a really successful season.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Take us through what it was like being a part of this season as a whole. Did you guys know you had state championship ability as a team, or is that something that just kind of came to fruition last weekend?
Honestly, we all kind of knew going into states that we had a shot of winning, but we really didn't want to know like what the points were through the entire meet. We're like, guys, do not tell us the points. We are going to swim this meet like we're going to lose, so we have to go all out to make first place. And then once we got to that 400 free relay, we kind of knew that we were in a shot to win, and we just did the best we could.
What kind of adrenaline shot is there for a normal relay race, and how much was that magnified during the 400-meter freestyle relay, which you guys won a state championship in and basically finished off the team title as well?
So in a normal state relay, you've kind of got the hype of everyone in your relay building you up and getting you to go. But at states, you have the hype of your whole team sitting there, and they're all pressured. They're like, you guys have to win this. And they're cheering you on the whole way, and the adrenaline level is just through the roof. And it's just so intense.
Is that pressure, is that, you know, do you notice that? Or as a swimmer, because there's only one swimming at a time, you're able to block all of that out?
When you're out of the water, you can feel it, all the energy on you. And then once you hit in the water, you kind of, all of it just zones out, and you just swim with all that energy that you built up out of the water.
That's pretty exciting. Ben Davidson with us here on Cavalier Corner, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week and a member of JF's Team Championship and 400-meter Freestyle Relay Championship at States this past weekend. For you, not only are you part of that relay team, but that is, what, the fourth of the four events in which you participated at States. Is your energy level spent at that point? Do you know it's kind of winding down, or is the adrenaline able to just do something that's so powerful that you don't pay attention to it?
Honestly, you do not pay any attention to it. You have as much energy in the first race as you do in the last race, but after that last race is over, you just crash and you're done.
Now, your team, you mentioned all the excitement and buzz of your team. Obviously, there's got to be a close-knit factor just because of the amount of time you put in. I'm curious just what that is, though, because I'm not part of the team. You obviously are. How does that buoy an entire group as you guys swim your way to a state title?
Honestly, it's just a really close family, and all of us are able to push each other and give each other the support that we need to go all out in all of our races. And so it's just a really great family kind of relationship.
Ben Davidson joins us here. He's our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, and he's stopping by here on Cavalier Corner. In your career, of the three events that you're, the four events that you participated in states and excelled in this year for JF, three of them are relays. Is that by design, or is that what Coach Ponder wanted you to do?
I love relays, and Coach Ponder knows that relays are honestly my best events, because you have everyone in your relay sitting there, and you just, all of your energy goes into each other, and so everyone can swim their best events and then get out of the water and then put their energy to everyone else that's in the water, and it's just like a relay high. Once you're in a relay, you can do times that you could never do in an individual event.
How does that work? For those that may be less familiar with swimming, may not attend meets regularly, in track, you've got a little bit of a runway where you can take the baton and continue on with the relay. In the pool, there's only so much space in the pool. How do you, make sure that you have a smooth transition on a relay?
Honestly, it's a very difficult transition, because you can either dive in too early, you can dive in too late, and you have to find a really nice median in between there. And there are some people who they miscalculate it, and they dive too early, get disqualified, or they dive too late, and they lose a bunch of time, and it just takes a ton of practice to get it right.
It sounds like there's a lot of fine-tuning that goes on. for that as well. For your career, that's been filled with it. You started swimming at 4 years of age, if I recall correctly.
Correct.
And started with LY, which is, you know, the club team, at 7. At what point in the process did you realize you had some serious potential in this?
Honestly, so when I was about 10, I quit LY for a year or two, and then I came back and I kept swimming. And up until about the beginning of this year, my coach, Blake, he was talking one day. He's like, you know, you're a pretty fast kid. If you put in a bunch of effort, you could go places and you could probably do pretty well at states this year. And from that point on, I really tried super hard to get the times that I wanted. And at the end, it paid off.
For you, that goal, what did that do for you in terms of, was it an extra gear that kicked in for you in terms of preparation this year?
Yes, it was. Usually I would go do swim practice, you know, go through the motions, do the sets. I won't really think about anything after practice. But after my coach talked to me, I would go home and I'd go on YouTube and I'd watch videos and I'd go, okay, what do I have to fine tune at practice tomorrow to get my stroke just that much faster? And so after doing that for a while, I learned a bunch of different techniques and how everything fits all together in the stroke, and it all came together in the end.
Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, Ben Davidson, part of 4 different swimming events during his Jefferson Forest tenure. What's next for you?
Next, I'm going to go to Liberty University in the fall and maybe join the club swim team over there.
And not only that, but you are a big computer guy, if I recall correctly. You built your own computer?
Yes, that is correct. 2 years ago, I built my own computer to play video games on because I'm a little bit of a nerd. And I built another one for my brother last year, so something I'm really interested in.
You reference family, and we'll get to that in a second because there's a pretty good history of swimming amongst your family, Ben. But, you know, building computers as well. I'm curious what your family's reaction was when you built the computer. Like, were your parents upset? They thought they had a way to keep an eye on what you're doing, and now all of a sudden, here's this kid of ours who's building computers.
At first, they're like, they were not going to let me waste my money on building a computer because they didn't think I could do it. And then after I did build it and I turned it on and it worked, they were like, oh, dang, I didn't think you could actually do it. And so then after that, they were pretty proud of me when I get that done.
Does that function like a normal computer? Like, can I surf the web on it and type up stuff?
Oh, yeah. Does everything a normal computer you could buy from, like, Best Buy. So
you got a bright future in that industry if you know how to do that. Is that what you want to do long term?
Yes. I'd like to either build computers or be a computer programmer.
Ben Davidson, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, with us here on Cavalier Corner. The student part as well. You balanced homeschool. You've also done the early college program. You've swam for JF. How do you juggle all that?
Honestly, sometimes it's hard. I get pretty tired and I get pretty good naps in the middle of the day. If I do not have a nap, I can tell you right now I crash and I cannot function at all. But it's pretty fun having a lot to do throughout the week. Like, if I don't have something to do, I get really, really bored. So I like having a bunch of stuff that I can do to keep me busy.
One of those activities is also getting to follow your siblings and their swimming. Younger brother, part of the swim team at JF. What's the outlook like for him? Is he going to be better than you?
Oh, my brother, his times, he's a sophomore right now, and his times are already better than mine. So next year when he goes to JF and swims on the team, I'm really excited to see what he's going to do.
Faster than your mom as well?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know your mom swam too, right?
Yes, my mother was a swimmer when she was a kid. I mean, she wasn't slow, but she wasn't as fast as me and him were.
Ben Davidson, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, stopping by with us here on Cavalier Corner. Congratulations, Ben, on a fantastic season for JF. Really do appreciate your time, and good luck with the computer building as well. Maybe we'll be using one soon.
Thank you.
Ben Davidson, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. We're back with more next right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.